The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. And when he reached it, he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. And then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And the disciples heard him say it. Thanks for joining us on our journey through the Gospels. Today's passage is Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 14. It was early on a Monday morning, and Jesus was hungry. He spotted this fig tree in the distance with the promising green foliage. Fig trees produce small edible buds in March, followed by large green leaves a month later. The green buds were common food for local peasants. So when Jesus came to the tree, he found that despite the foliage, there were no buds. This indicated that the tree would not produce fruit that year. So Jesus cursed the tree for its promising leaves, but lack of fruit. While this story actually happened, the tree is a symbol for a deeper meaning. The tree represented Israel, God's chosen people. Israel, like the tree, was unproductive and spiritually barren despite an outward, impressive religious appearance. So in denouncing the tree, Jesus was condemning Israel for their lack of spiritual fruit. That's a lesson we need to learn, isn't it? God expects us to produce spiritual fruit. He's not at all impressed with a religious appearance. Father, by your Spirit, produce in me spiritual fruit. I pray in your Son's name. Amen. If we can pray for you at The Journey, send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.